The Fanatic Baseball Show. Philadelphia's top baseball experts. Scene setters from the ballpark. Game time lineups. Pitching matchups. And your calls. Live from the Fanatic Studios. Here's Andrew Zelchunas.
Friday evening, everybody, and welcome into the Fanatic Baseball Show. I'm your host, Andrew Zelchunas. We were off last night, Cuz's Corner with Anthony Gargano, of course, every Thursday from 6 to 7. So the Fanatic Baseball Show continues this Friday evening until 7 o'clock. Phillies lost their series to the Brewers 3-1. Yesterday afternoon, they lost 11-3. Embarrassing loss yesterday. Zach Eflin, he took the loss going 5 innings, allowing 4 runs on 7 hits. Bullpen was just as bad. 4 different pitchers allowed 7 runs. I'll get into all of that a little bit later on in the show. Phils now only lead the Braves by a game and a half for first place in the National League East. And now we're getting ready for a 3-game series with the Rockies at home. Rockies have a record below 500, but don't get lost in that, all right? This is a scary Rockies offense, and the Phillies starting rotation hasn't been great, so they're going to have to face a very good Rockies offense for the next 3 games. Good news is the Braves, they host those Milwaukee Brewers that just beat up on the Phils, so hopefully that helps out the Phils in the National League East standings a little bit. This is a good chance for you to all talk some Phillies baseball. 610-632-0975. That is the number to get in. But first, we're going to start off, as we do every single show, with a different analyst right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. We're going to start with Corey Seidman of NBC Sports Philadelphia. Of course, you can check him out on Phillies pre- and post-game live. Follow him on Twitter at CSeidmanNBCS. You can also read his stuff on the My Teams app. Corey, how are you today?
I'm good, Andrew. Just kind of in regroup mode after that Phillies-Brewers series. I know they are. It didn't really go as they wanted in the last 3 games, and in comes now a very good Rockies team that's better than its record.
Right. So I want to actually ask you about the Milwaukee series. They dropped 3 of 4, and I know it's only May, so we shouldn't be freaking out too much, but these are the series where you try to compare the Phils to some of the better teams in the National League. So was this series almost like a message for the front office to try to add to maybe the rotation, the bullpen, or maybe even depth for guys coming off the bench so Sean Rodriguez isn't playing third base anymore?
Well, I don't think this one series is going to go prompt them to make any moves right away, but you know, it did, to me, highlight the difference in the talent and the lineups of the Brewers and the Phillies. You know, the Brewers lineup isn't going to be as hot as it was this week, and the Phillies lineup won't be as cold as it's been the last few weeks all season. But, you know, it pinpointed to me the difference between a powerful and deep lineup in the Brewers and one that is pretty good in the Phillies. You know, Christian Yelich, if you don't think he's the best player in baseball right now, I mean, you haven't been watching over the last year. I know that everybody says Mike Trout, but the production that Yelich has had over the last year is even better than Mike Trout. And we really saw it all from him in the series, the 2 homers in the finale. He stole the base that went throwing into center field, got the 3rd, scored on a sac fly, you know, making things happen with his legs. There was the ball he hit to Cesar Hernandez this week that Hernandez delayed his decision just slightly, and it enabled Yelich to beat it out, which most players don't. I mean, you combine that with the heating up guys like Moustakas, Grandal, Lorenzo Cain. It's a really good lineup, and they whooped the Phillies these last 3 games, outscoring 22-6, and it felt even more than that. I mean, it felt like the Brewers had 1st and 3rd every inning the last 2 games of this series, and it was just a matter of whether they were going to break through. The Phillies, meanwhile, they did not pitch well in the series. The starting pitchers, none of them were able to get a quality start. Nola went 3 innings. Eichhoff was dealt a blow to his ERA, a little bit of regression there. Zach Eflin fared the best out of all of them, and he allowed 4 runs in 5 innings in the finale. So they're kind of just looking to regroup here. This is the toughest portion of their schedule. Brewers, Rockies, Cubs, Brewers again, then the Dodgers. So we're going to be talking about a lot of early season tests here. And these are the teams that you want to see the Phillies measure up to. They did beat the Cardinals 2 out of 3 the last time they faced a really good team. And, you know, now they got to show that they can do it again.
Well, speaking of the rotation, so before yesterday's start, Zach Eflin won 3 straight starts. 2 of those games, he pitched a complete game. You could make the argument that he actually has been one of their better pitchers through 43 games. So at this point, and I know it's going to be a tough stretch, what are you expecting at this point through the rotation? Are you expecting Aaron Nola to get out of his funk that he's in? Are you expecting guys like Jared Eichhoff and Zach Eflin to hold their own? Maybe Jake Arrieta starts going back to the quality starts that you saw in the beginning of the season. What are your expectations now for the rotation moving forward?
Well, I base it off of the stuff that a guy has. And Aaron Nola and Zach Eflin both have the kind of stuff that can play over the course of a full season. I mean, they both have an array of pitches. Nola with the great movement on his two-seamer and the curveball that's always frozen hitters and a changeup that's getting better. And Zach Eflin with the four-seamer that can hit the mid-90s and a two-seamer usually spots very well. In addition to that cutter or slider, whatever he calls it, it's kind of a mixture of both, that it gives hitters, you know, they don't know whether the ball's going to be breaking in toward them or away from them when he throws that sinker and cutter from the same arm slot. So I look at the stuff that those two have, and I think that they're going to be able to have really strong seasons. Nola's ERA is 4.86 heading into the weekend. You know, I fully expect that to be below 4 at the end of the season. I mean, it was just two starts ago in St. Louis that Nola looked the best that he has all season against a very good Cardinals lineup. As for Eflin, the game against the Brewers, it was a bit of a stumble, but the Brewers lineup is really good. And that game could have turned out completely differently had a few balls gone his way, Eflin, in terms of defense behind him. The same could have been said the previous night about Jake Arrieta. The Phillies defense did not play as well as it can in that Brewers series. So I think you're going to continue to see Nola and Eflin lead this rotation. I think Arrieta is going to settle into right around where he's been, which is a mid to high threes ERA pitcher who keeps you in games. And every once in a while can rip off a 7-inning, 2-run type of start. But, you know, beyond that, it remains to be seen. Jared Eichhoff is off to a nice start, but it's not proof that it's going to last. The same can be said of Cole Irvin. You know, we'll just have to continue to monitor these guys. But if the Phillies rotation is not performing in, you know, the first week of July and early July, I still think they're going to go out and grab a starting pitcher. And then there's always Nick Pivetta, who's at AAA, who's really reeled off a series of impressive starts here. So he might not be too far away from rejoining this rotation either.
Do you see a guy like Nick Pivetta you just mentioned, or maybe even Vince Velasquez finding their way back into the rotation? Because let's face it, Jared Eichhoff, even though his last start wasn't all that great, he had pitched well in his previous four starts. Cole Irvin in his major league debut, he was pretty impressive. I know the Royals aren't a good team, but he went 7 innings, only allowed 1 run. Is there still a spot, like once Velasquez is healthy or once Pivetta is ready to get called up, are they automatically being placed right back in the rotation? Or are we going to see a couple more weeks of starts from Eichhoff and Cole Irvin to see if they still find a home in the rotation?
Yeah, I mean, Irvin and Eichhoff will get a few more starts. The Phillies are kind of in a wait-and-see mode right now. They're going to, you know, see how long it takes Vince Velasquez to get back healthy. And when he does, they'll reassess how the rotation is performing, and if there is a spot in that rotation to fill, Velasquez would go into it. But if not, he might not be coming back to a rotation spot. He might be coming back to that role that Phillies fans have clamored for years now, which is to see what he looks like out of the bullpen. Jared Eichhoff, we have seen him pitch very well at times before. I'm not convinced that, like, the rest of the season he's going to maintain a 3 ERA or lower. You know, I think that there's going to be some regression there. If you look at this entire Phillies team, I say the biggest regression candidate early on is Jared Eichhoff. As far as Cole Irvin, the guy gets so many outs. He got outs at Triple A. It doesn't matter that he hasn't missed bats at Triple A. I think it will matter as the season goes on in the majors. That start in Kansas City, he looked really good, but a lot of things also broke right for him. That's a Royals offense that's very aggressive, chases a lot of pitches outside of the zone, and Cole Irvin really was able to spot his fastball in the outside corner to right-handed hitters. So that's gonna measure his success moving forward. He has a challenging start tonight against the Rockies. As far as Nick Pivetta, I still do think that at some point this season he's going to be back in the Phillies rotation, probably sooner rather than later. It's just going to be based off of how hot he is and what happens to guys like Eichhoff and Irvin.
Speaking of Corey Seidman on the Comcast Business Hotline, of course, you can check out his stuff on the My Teams app, NBC Sports Philadelphia pre- and post-game live for the Phillies. Now, you talked about the schedule that's coming up in their next 19 games. It's going to be a grind. They got the Rockies at home, 4 in Chicago, 3 in Milwaukee, 3 at home against the Cardinals, but then you have to go back out west for 3 against the Dodgers and then the Padres. What's a reasonable expectation for the Phils in this stretch of games?
You know, if they can go 500 or a couple games over it, I think that would be a success, because you have to measure it against what the rest of the division is doing. Yes, you want to see the Phillies go win every series, but you also have to be realistic about it. I mean, if you look at even some of the best teams in baseball, if you look at the end of the season at their record against teams over 500, you rarely find that any team went like 15 games over 500 against teams that are, you know, have winning records. So, the Phillies right now, despite how they played in that series against the Brewers, they do still lead the NL East. These are going to be some tough series moving forward. You mentioned that upcoming schedule. There's also the fact that a lot of these games will be played on the road. I added it up, and their final 45 games heading into the All-Star break, 29 of them are on the road. So nearly two-thirds of the time, they're playing away from home. It hasn't been as much of a difference lately. The Phillies did have a decent road trip that they just went on, but no, these games against the Rockies and the Dodgers and the Brewers and the Cubs and the Cardinals, it's not just that these teams have good offense. They also have really good, they also each have a few really good starting pitchers.
Right.
And most of those teams have a, you know, have a lights out closer. So it's going to test the Phillies in every way. We'll know so much more about the Phillies a month from now than we do today. And I think that this is by far going to be their toughest stretch of the entire season.
Great stuff as always. Corey, we'll be checking you out tonight, pre- and post-game live on NBC Sports Philadelphia. And, of course, we'll read your stuff on the My Teams app. Corey, we'll talk to you next Friday.
Sounds good, Andrew.
610-632-0975. That is the number to get in. I know a lot of people want to talk Phillies baseball. So if you're headed to the game or if you're just hanging out at home, getting ready for tonight's 7 o'clock start, 610-632-0975. That is the number to climb in. Coming up, I'll get into the starting lineups for both the Rockies and the Phillies. We'll also get into the pitching matchups and much more right here on the Fanatic Baseball Show.
This is the Fanatic Baseball Show. Oh, 97.5, the Fanatic.
This is Brent Musburger's Action Update for 97.5 The Fanatic. With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on candidates in an online dashboard at Indeed.com/hire. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
101st PGA Championship underway at the Bethpage State Park on Long Island. They're playing the black course. Tiger Woods, Brooks Koepka, and Dustin Johnson, all the favorites at 10-1. Bob Baffert's improbable finished fourth at the Kentucky Derby and is a 9-4 favorite to win the Preakness Stakes at Pemlico Saturday. War of Will, the second choice at 4-1. Another twist of fate is 7-1. Always Mining, 8-1. The Warriors laying 7.5 points tonight against the Portland Trailblazers at Oracle Arena, Game 2 of the Western Conference Final. The total, 218. Sugar House Casino Sportsbook is your playoffs place for all the basketball action. Get a spot in our deluxe lounge and enjoy the games in style. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. For VSiN.com, I'm Mike Sennett, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Not a trade spokesperson. Advertised by the law firm of Slater, Slater, Shulman, and Levy Baldante, Philadelphia, PA.
Attention church parishioners. If you or your children were abused by a member of the clergy, listen closely, as you may be entitled to financial compensation. The Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Philadelphia has agreed to set up a victim compensation fund to compensate victims of child sexual abuse. The fund also covers Bucks, Chester, Delaware, and Montgomery counties. You may file a claim now, even if the abuse happened decades ago. If you or loved ones suffered abuses from clergy members, including those who knew about the abuse but failed to stop it, call the 100% confidential clergy abuse hotline at 800-785-8498. Our attorneys may be able to get you a cash award while you remain completely anonymous. But call now, as time is quickly running out, to file a claim. Call 800-785-8498 right now to learn if you are eligible to seek justice and compensation while remaining completely anonymous. Call 800-785-8498. That's 800-785-8498. 800-785-8498.
Here's a replacement window sales event that you've never seen before. Renewal by Anderson is giving you three ways to save in May. One, save $290 on windows. Two, save $805 on doors. And three, get an extra 3% cash discount or pay no interest for 3 years. Most window companies just can't offer this kind of financing. Only Renewal by Anderson gives you three ways to save in May. One, save $290 on windows. Two, save $805 on entry doors and patio doors. And three, get an extra 3% discount if you pay your whole project with cash or check. Or pay no interest for 3 years. Call Renewal by Anderson before May 31st to get three ways to save in May.
Call 1-800-640-3700. 1-800-640-3700. That's 1-800-640-3700. Or visit superwindowoffer.com. See website for restrictions.
Tax and tax additional. All offers on select models with approved credit. Use 2016 C300, 2016 GLA 250, both 289.23 for 72 months at 4.25% APR financing with $49.95 down. Ends 5/31/19. Call 1-800-CURBACK for full details.
It's a tri-state tradition. FC Curbeck's 36th annual Memorial Carbecue. Now in progress. Over 50 Mercedes-Benz and SUVs reduced. Your your choice. 2016 Mercedes-Benz all-wheel drive C300 or Mercedes-Benz GLA Sport Utility. Just $21,990 or $269 a month bison. Not a lease. Mercedes-Benz C300. GLAs, GLEs, and GLCs. Deluxe gas grill included with vehicle purchase. Carbecue. Now in progress. Mercedes-Benz all-wheel drive C300 or Mercedes-Benz GLA Sport Utility. Just $21,990 or $269 a month. Buys it at FC Kerbeck.
Come join us.
Lowe's knows you'll do it right to save big on your to-do list. We do it right, too, with savings during our Memorial Day sale, so you can start checking off your list and save, too. Now get select 2.5-quart perennials, 3 for $12 in store only. And keep your yard looking its best and save $100 on a Greenworks 60-volt string trimmer and blower combo kit, now just $199. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 5/22. See store for details, U.S. only. Perennial offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Discount travel sites say they have the best prices, but Hilton.com has the price match guarantee. Look me in the eye. If you find a better rate, they match it and take 25% off. Well, this is radio, so just stare at the radio. Hilton.com has the best prices. Pinky swear. Or, you know, radio swear. Plus, you can choose your exact room and get free Wi-Fi. Cross my heart, stick a needle in my radio. Expect better. Expect Hilton.
Must be a Hilton Honors member. Applicable terms and conditions at Hilton.com. Pinky swear.
Pros know doing it right means knowing where to find everything you need for the job in one stop, so you're spending more time on the job than away from it. Lowe's does it right by having what you need in stock and in the right quantities for any size job, like 250-foot and 1,000-foot rolls of Southwire Romex Simple 12-2 and 14-2 wire. Plus, get the electrical boxes, switches, dimmers, and conduit you need to complete the job. Load up today and every day. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's.
At Aaron's, we believe good people are all around us. In fact, you hear it on the news all the time.
Window washers dressed as superheroes spread joy at a children's hospital.
That's why Aaron's approves good people other stores won't. Your credit isn't the best? That's fine. Need more time to pay? Let's work it out. Want hundreds of options from top brands? Just lease with Aaron's. We even deliver it to you for free. Because good people always deserve better. Aaron's. Easy, beautiful, affordable.
Natalie Eganoff here. Purchase any new vehicle at TurnersvilleJeep.com all this week and get free oil changes for the next 3 years. That's right. 3 years of free oil changes just by mentioning my name, Natalie.
Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. All right, welcome back to the Fanatic Baseball Show. I'm Andrew Salchunas. Taking you till 7 o'clock, 6 o'clock hour. Brought to you by Family and Company Jewelers. Visit them on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, or at familyjewelers.com. South Jersey's diamond destination. The phone number to get in, 610-632-0975. Listen, I know there's a lot of people that are starting to get worried about the Phillies. All right, they lost 3-4 to the Milwaukee Brewers. And as we just heard from Corey Seidman, who joined me during the first segment, you know, Corey was just saying, listen, they got the best player in baseball in Christian Yelich right now. Right now, the best player in baseball in their starting lineup. They have one of the best starting lineups in all of baseball. So they ran into a very good team. But it's okay to be upset, because this was sort of an opportunity for you to compare the Phillies to one of the better teams, one of the elite teams in Major League Baseball. And they didn't look good. They lost 3-4, and they got embarrassed yesterday, losing 11-3. So I know there's people that are concerned out there. There are people that are concerned with Bryce Harper and the rest of the bats. I put out a tweet yesterday with the next 19 games, and I'll get into the schedule in a little bit. But I put out a tweet yesterday about the next 19 games that they have coming their way. And I said, I'm worried about the Phillies' rotation, because this is going to be a rough patch coming up with the good offenses that they're facing. And everybody that was responding saying, man, I don't care about the pitching staff right now. I care about the hitting. So a lot of people are concerned about the bats and the lineup, and rightfully so, because they're not hitting well. I still think they end up pulling out of this. I don't think Bryce Harper is going to be hitting under 220 all season long. He's got two hits in his last two games. So calm down a little bit offensively, but I get it. If you want to voice your concern, feel free, 610-632-0975. 1-800-919-0975. We're going to hear from the manager, Gabe Kapler, in a little bit. When I go through the Phillies starting lineup, we'll let you hear what he said on MLB Network Radio regarding Bryce Harper. We'll start with the Rockies lineup tonight. Rockies in town for three games. They'll start things off with their right fielder, Charlie Blackmon. He's having another good season. He's hitting .295 this year with an on-base percentage of .359. He already has 9 home runs. Now, good news is, I guess good news, he's only hitting .250 against lefties. But 4 of his 9 home runs are against left-handed pitchers. And, of course, Cole Irvin getting the start for the Phils today, which kind of worries me. And here's why. I'm going to tell you about this Rockies lineup. And don't give me that they're below .500, right? I saw that on Twitter yesterday. Don't worry about it. The Rockies, they're a below .500 team. This starting lineup, they can mash the ball, and especially against left-handed pitching. So Charlie Blackmon leads off for the Rockies. Trevor Story playing shortstop, bat second. He actually got lucky a few days ago. If you guys remember what happened to Bryce Harper not too long ago against the Brewers when he slid into the right field foul sort of wall and he hit his knee, the same thing happened to Trevor Story, and they had a day off yesterday, so he was able to rest the knee, but he avoided a major injury just like Harper did. But Story, just like Blackmon, has 9 home runs this season. He's hitting .276 on the year, but against lefties, he's hitting .316, and Nolan Arenado, who's batting third, he's also crushing left-handed pitchers. He's hitting .373 against lefties with an on-base of .448, 6 home runs. He's going to be in the running to win MVP this year. I know Christian Yelich already has as many home runs that he does, and Bellinger with the Dodgers has done a bunch of home runs, but Nolan Arenado, he's going to start hitting the ball out of the ballpark, and if he continues his pace against lefties, man, I'm worried about today. Mark Reynolds bats fourth, playing first base. He's in his 13th season. He's still a threat to hit the long ball. Raimel Tapia bats fifth in left field. Ian Desmond bats sixth in center. The longtime national, he's only hitting .218 this year. At second base, batting seventh, Brendan Rodgers. Rodgers is making his major league debut, so that's two teams in a row now where the Phillies are facing someone who will be having their major league debut. Of course, second baseman Kesson Hira had his debut for the Brewers. So Brendan Rodgers making his major league debut in AAA this year. He hit .356 with 9 home runs in just 35 games, so keep an eye out on Rodgers today. Batting eighth, the catcher Tony Walters. He gets the start over Chris Iannetta mainly because of his hitting against left-handed pitchers this season. In his career, he's hitting left-handed pitcher just .231, but this year he's batting .345, so Walters gets the start over Iannetta for catcher for the Rockies. And then starting pitching, batting ninth, right-hander John Gray. I'll get into the pitching matchups later on this segment. For the Phillies, Aaron McCutchen gets the start in center field. He leads off. He went just 2-for-11 during the series with the Brewers, and he only had one walk in three games. He's hitting .235 in the month of May. He's third on the team in strikeouts with 41 behind Rhys Hoskins and Bryce Harper. I mentioned it earlier this week, and I'll say it again. I liked the idea in the beginning of the year of McCutchen batting leadoff. I thought it was a good idea. He had a little pop at the top of the lineup. But he's not a leadoff hitter. I know he's walking a lot. He's second in the team in walks, just behind Bryce Harper, who actually leads the National League. So McCutchen's up at the top in walks in National League. But I'm just not thrilled at the idea of him batting leadoff anymore. He gets on base at times, but when he's getting on first base, he's not a threat to run. And I know that's analytics. You're not seeing guys steal bases all the time anymore, which sometimes bothers me. But a guy that strikes out as much as he does. Remember, Cesar Hernandez was in the leadoff hole last year, and what did we complain about? He struck out too much in the leadoff hole, and now McCutchen's doing the same thing, third on the teams in strikeouts. He bats leadoff again. Gene Segura back to the two-hole today after batting third yesterday. He had a great series against Milwaukee. He went 5-for-12 with 2 home runs and 3 RBIs. He raised his average to .312. on the season. So Gene Segura being your best, most consistent hitter for the Phils so far. Bryce Harper, after batting second yesterday, he is back in the three hole today. He has a hit in 2 straight games. So let's hope this is the start of something. Gabe Kapler actually spoke about Bryce Harper on the MLB Network Radio. Here's the manager of the Phillies talking about Bryce Harper.
I think the most important message we can continue to send is we're behind you. We support you. We know your history, right? So it's not like the staff is oblivious to the fact that he's gone through extended periods of struggle. We know that he swings and misses. Bryce Harper, he will strike out, he will walk, he will hit home runs, he will drive in runs, he'll hit for extra bases. That's his profile. His profile also is that he goes through periods where he struggles. Us demonstrating that we know him, we know his history, and that we have zero concerns that at year's end, he is going to be one of the best offensive players in baseball That's what we can do for him. It's not get your elbow down, Bryce. It's not get your foot down earlier, Bryce, right? Like that, if it was a fix like that, it would be made and these streaks would not happen. But that's not what it's about. It's about demonstrating support at this point.
So there's Gabe Kapler, the manager of the Philadelphia Phillies, on Bryce Harper. I'm not concerned either. I get it. It is upsetting that you look at his stats so far this year and you see 221 and you see 7 home runs, which is kind of in the middle of the pack for the National League. But because he had that such hot start, it just shows how much he is slumping. And I read the stats from Matt Gelb earlier in the week. I believe it was on Wednesday. Of some of Harper's worst 15-game slumps in his career. This isn't the first time he's going through something like this, and he has had worse 15-game slumps in his career, and then he's ended up turning it around in the season. So think about it. If you look back to just last year, Bryce Harper finished the year batting .249, which I know that's not something that you're thrilled about, but he had 34 home runs, he had 100 RBIs, and he led all of Major League Baseball with 130 walks for an on-base percentage of .393. We're going to take that. We will take that from Bryce Harper. And if I said it again, I'll say it again and again and again. If I can have hot Bryce Harper the second half of the season as opposed to the first half of the season, I will take it, because I'd rather have a guy who's hot during the playoff run, especially because this division is going to be close. The Braves just a game and a half right now behind the Phillies. So I'll take a strong second half of the season out of Bryce Harper rather than the first half of the season. Do I want it to be perfect and hit the bat .300 all year like Gene Segura? Yes, of course. But I'm not starting to freak out. And if you are, I want you to react to it. 610-632-0975. So Bryce Harper back to the third spot today. Rhys Hoskins bats fourth at first base. He didn't have a good series against the Brewers. He went just 1-for-10 in three games. JT Realmuto will bat fifth, back in the lineup after having yesterday off. Andrew Knapp had the start yesterday. Cesar Hernandez bats sixth at second base. He was just 1-for-11 against the Brewers, but he is still hitting .348 this month. Odubel Herrera bats seventh. Another guy that's struggling offensively, he's hitting just .211 this month. Mikel Franco bats eighth at third base. And Cole Irvin gets the start on the mound, batting ninth. 610-632-0975. I will get into the pitching matchups later on this segment. So there you go. There's your starting lineup for today. And you're hearing sort of the same thing over and over again coming out of my mouth. Andrew McCutchen, bad series against the Brewers, struggling this month. Bryce Harper, we all know the struggles that are going for Bryce Harper right now. Rhys Hoskins, 1-for-10 against the Brewers. Cesar Hernandez, 1-for-11 against the Brewers. Odubel Herrera batting .211 this month. Let's face it, the entire Phillies offense is struggling right now. Right? The entire Phillies offense is struggling right now. We can't expect to see that sort of same pace of struggling all season long, because they put all this money, they made the trades to have a high-powered offense. It's not like they forgot how to hit. Bryce Harper didn't forget how to hit. JT Realmuto, even though he's been around .280 all season long, he's not going to forget how to hit. These guys are going to end up figuring it out. And if you want to compare the Phillies to other teams in all of Major League Baseball, right now the Phillies as a team are hitting .244, which is 18th best in Major League Baseball. So they're in the middle of the pack in terms of team batting average, right? So they're not terrible in terms of where the rest of baseball is. So they're hitting .244. The Red Sox are hitting .254. They're ninth in Major League Baseball, so they're not far from being in the top 10. Everybody's slumping right now. I know that kind of stinks, because now that the Sixers are done, we all want to see a red-hot Phillies team. They're still in first place, even with all of their struggles. Now, one of the things I do want to discuss is the rotation. And I know they've actually held their own so far this year, but holding their own isn't going to cut it for the long run. And I kind of want to get back to the conversation of whether or not you would make a trade for a guy like Dallas Keuchel to get in your starting rotation, or do you just wait until the Major League Baseball trade deadline, when there's going to be guys out there on teams that are struggling? Like a guy like Madison Bumgarner might be available come the MLB trade deadline. I would love to see Bumgarner in a Phillies uniform. I would also wouldn't mind seeing Keuchel right now, and it's going to take Keuchel some time to get ready. But when I look at the starting rotation, and I see the struggles of Aaron Nola, and I'm not too concerned about Aaron Nola, but Jake Arrieta, we're starting to see the Jake Arrieta that we saw in the second half of last year already this early in the season. That's a problem. Jared Eichhoff, he has held his own. But are you really going to make noise throughout the regular season? Are you going to really make noise in the playoffs when you have pitchers that are holding their own? I told you guys yesterday, I was concerned about Zach Eflin when I was on with Jason Martinez during the midday show yesterday. I told you that I was concerned about Zach Eflin going into yesterday's start against one of the elite teams in baseball, being the Milwaukee Brewers, and that's what happened. Zach Eflin got banged up yesterday. Now you hope that Cole Irvin goes out there and pitches well tonight, because he had a good outing against the Kansas City Royals. Now, albeit it was the Kansas City Royals, but hopefully he can sort of continue that good pace after pitching one good game. Hopefully he gives you two good games, especially because you had to use your bullpen a lot yesterday. And I sort of teased this at the beginning of the show that I was going to go through it. Your bullpen yesterday of Adam Morgan, Sir Anthony Dominguez, Edgar Garcia, and Austin Davis, they didn't help you at all yesterday. Eflin went 5 innings, and he allowed 4 runs on 7 hits. Not a quality start, not a great outing that we're going to be talking about for years to come. But he sort of kept the Phils in the ballgame for a little bit. Then Adam Morgan comes in. He's taxed for 2 earned runs. He didn't give up the 2 earned runs. It was Sir Anthony Dominguez who gave up a 3-run bomb to Mike Moustakas, or to Yasmani Grandal, excuse me. So that home run knocks in Adam Morgan's 2 runs. Sir Anthony Dominguez then gets charged for a run. So that's 3 earned runs already from your bullpen. Edgar Garcia gets an inning. He gives up two earned runs. Austin Davis, he pitches in the top of the ninth. He gives up 2 earned runs. He was actually sent down today, and the Phillies called up Eniel De Los Santos. So the bullpen yesterday did not help the Phillies at all yesterday either. So now you have the starting rotation to worry about, you have the bullpen to worry about, and you have the offense to worry about. I don't know what your biggest worry is right now, and if you want to answer that question, 610-632-0975, what is your biggest worry so far for the Phillies? Because, again, I read through the schedule, I put out the schedule yesterday on Twitter, and the majority of the responses were saying, I'm not even worried about the pitching staff right now, I'm worried about the offense. And here is their schedule in the next 19 games. 3 versus the Rockies. Then you have to go to the Cubs for 4 games in Chicago. Then you're facing the Brewers again, this time in Milwaukee. And Christian Yelich, I read the splits earlier this week. Christian Yelich now has 2 home runs on the road. He has 15 at home. 15 home runs already in Milwaukee. So you have to play 3 games in Milwaukee against the Brewers. Then you're back home against the Cardinals for 3 games. But then you have to fly out west. So you have 3 games against the Dodgers in LA, and then 3 games against the Padres in San Diego. And the Padres have been a pretty decent team so far this year. And I see the tweets, and one guy that responded to me yesterday, Anthony Murray, he goes, the Rockies aren't good. We should sweep that series. Well, the Rockies already beat up on the Phillies this year. The Rockies already beat up the Phillies this year, and they're coming into Philadelphia, and it's warm out, so the ball is going to start flying a little bit, it seems like. And I read off the starting lineup. These right-handed hitters can beat up on left-handed pitchers. So Cole Irvin has a tough, tough task for him. Trevor Story, 316 against lefties. Nolan Arenado, 373 against lefties. Mark Reynolds might not be crushing the ball this year, but you know he is a threat to hit the long ball. And he's a professional hitter, 13 seasons now in Major League Baseball. So I'm kind of worried about tonight's matchup. I'm not going to lie. I'll get into my picks later on. I'll tell you about the line on tonight's game. But for right now, 610-632-0975. Let's go to the phones and talk to Donald in Chester. Donald, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, fellas. How you doing?
Hey, Donald. What's up?
Yeah, my biggest worry is one thing that I've always understood is that you need good pitching. You need great defense. The one thing you have to do is constantly hit the ball. You know, and I've been seeing this for like a couple weeks now, you know, when I watched a couple games, and the one thing I was really concerned about was that a lot of the opposing pitchers were getting pitches across the plate, and they weren't getting fouled off, you know, to send a statement not to throw that pitch. You know, I just seen our guys taking a lot of pitches, and they're just really getting behind in the count, not just see them getting bullied at the plate.
Well,
you know?
I mean, they're not going to just foul off pitches to foul off pitches. If they're swinging, they want to hit the ball. They're not just swinging to foul off pitches.
Well, I'm not talking about fouling off fastballs that are coming straight down the pipe. That's not what I'm talking about. You know, I'm talking about some of the pitches that have movement. You know, and he's just Like, you understand.
Well, yeah,
what
but,
I'm really
but Donald, here, here's the thing. You and I, like, you seem like an old school baseball guy. I'm an old school baseball guy. But in today's Major League Baseball, here's what they're doing. They almost are saying only swing at the pitch that's in your hot zone, right? So unless you have two strikes, if that, like, let's say for a left-handed hitter, the hot zone's low and inside. They're pretty much telling them right now, if it's not low and inside, do not swing at it. Unless you have two strikes, don't swing at it. And I don't know if that's a good thing for hitters. That's why you're seeing batting averages so low in all of baseball now.
Yes, that's right, because at one time we were taught to be complete hitters, you know, because you also too get the concept of when they tell you to take the first pitch. Well, sometimes the pitcher might throw his best pitch to be the first pitch, and the other stuff is going to be trash, you know. So I mean, I'm just looking at it and I'm just seeing how it just seems like we're getting bullied.
Yeah, Donald, I hear you, man, but it's baseball now. And I appreciate the call, but that's baseball now. It's not just the Phillies. Like, look around Major League Baseball. Right now, the Toronto Blue Jays have the worst team batting average in baseball at 216. 216. The Phillies in 2000, I put out this tweet about a week ago when I believe it was the Indians who had the worst batting average in baseball at 211. In 2000, the Phillies had the second worst team batting average in all of baseball. They were hitting 250 as a team. So in 2000, a team batting average of 250 was the second worst in all in baseball. 250 as a team right now would put you at 14th best in all of baseball. The Rockies are currently 14th with a 249 team batting average. And in 2000, the Phillies as a team hit 250, and it was second worst in baseball. The Brewers were 241, which was worse than baseball, and that's 19th right now, the Seattle Mariners. Baseball's changed. It's not just being aggressive at the plate. It's sometimes waiting until that your best pitch comes along. That's what they're training them to do in the minor leagues, too. 610-632-0975. Tonight's pitching matchup. Right-hander John Gray gets a start for the Rockies in 8 starts this season. Gray's 3-3 with a 4.25 ERA. He actually beat the Phillies back on April 21st in Colorado. He pitched 6 shutout innings and only allowed 2 hits. So he went 6 shutout innings, allows 2 hits. But the good news is the Phillies could be getting him at a pretty good time, because he's actually struggled in his last 3 starts. He's 1-0. So the record, he's 1-0 in 3 starts, but he's allowed 13 earned runs in 16 in the third innings. That's an ERA of 7.16 in his last 3 starts. And he's actually also pitched worse on the road in his career. I mentioned this when I was filling in for Tyrone Johnson with the Mike Missinelli Show. It's surprising. He has better home splits than road splits as a starting pitcher. And he has to pitch at Coors Field, so that's kind of confusing to me. He's got a higher ERA on the road this year. Opponents are hitting 260 off of him. Lefties are hitting 265. Righties are hitting 255. He's a four-pitch pitcher. Fastball in the mid to high 90s. He's got a very good slider, a curveball, and a changeup. So the outpitch is the slider, and he blows people away with the fastball. So I'm going to give a surprising X factor tonight, and I'll get into that on the other side with Bryce Harper, because I played you the Jason Stark cut earlier in the week about, if you didn't hear it, Bryce Harper is hitting below 200 against fastballs, 94 or higher. So it's kind of not a good sign that you got a flaming throwing pitcher coming in, fastball mid-90s for John Gray, but that's what he's got. Lefty Cole Irvin makes his second career start for the Phillies. In his debut against the Royals, he allowed just 1 run on 5 hits in 7 innings. Royals don't have the same power throughout their lineup, though. The Rockies do. And I mentioned the stats earlier. Arenado hitting 373 with 6 home runs. Trevor Story hitting 316. Tony Walters getting the start as a catcher today, hitting 345. All of that against left-handed pitchers. So Cole Irvin, let's see what he does against the Rockies. It's one thing pitching against the Royals. It's a tough task for him tonight. 610-632-0975. I'm going to get into the weather for tonight's game. I'll give you the line and my pick, and also give you my X factor. Make sure you get the Fanatic Deal of the Week. 2 general admission tickets to opening tap for Philly Beer Week on Friday, May 31st for just $46. That's 2 tickets for the price of 1 to sample special offerings from over 60 local and national breweries and cideries. Check it out now at 975thefanatic.com. Keyword deal. Get your tickets before they're gone. Supplies are limited. Once again, 610-632-0975. One more segment. I'm Andrew Salchunas right here on the Fanatic Baseball Show. The Fanatic Baseball Show.
Baseball Show on 97.5, The Fanatic. The countdown to the summer of the Fanatic is on. We're kicking off Memorial Day weekend in the summer of 2019 with Anthony Gargano and Jason Mertidis live from North Wildwood at the North Shore Bar and Kitchen, Friday, May 24th, starting at 10 a.m.
The countdown is on.
The party in North Wildwood always starts early on the Friday of Memorial Day weekend. Keep it going all day with Anthony and Jason. It's the summer of the Fanatic, and it starts May 24th in North Wildwood at the North Shore Bar and Kitchen with 97.5, The Fanatic.
Hi, Natalie Eganoff here. I've been telling you for a while now about the fastest growing Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep brand dealer in the tri-state area. My friends at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Well, if you're in the market for a new truck, there's never been a better time than now during the Bigger Things sales event. Listen to this. Brand new big rugged Ram trucks from just $99 a month to qualified lessees. Plus, if you tell them I sent you, they'll give you 3 years of free oil changes. That's 3 years of free oil changes if you say Natalie sent you. With over 1,000 new and certified pre-owned vehicles available, take it from me, nobody beats a TurnersvilleJeep.com deal. Again, lease a new Ram truck from $99 a month. This is Natalie Eganoff for TurnersvilleJeep.com on Route 42 in Turnersville. Check them out at TurnersvilleJeep.com.
2019 Ram 1500 Quad Cab 6-cylinder only. MSRP 42120. $99 a month for 24 months with $6,099 due at inception. Total payments $84.75. 10K miles per year. Tier 1 credit from Chrysler Capital. Includes all applicable rebates. Price includes all costs to be paid by the consumer except for licensing costs, registration fees, and taxes. Offer not valid with trade. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Ends 5/31/19.
The Pennsylvania Thoroughbred Horsemen's Association and Parks Racing invite you to the biggest Preakness Stakes Party anywhere. This Saturday, May 18th, Parks Racing, Ben Salem. Enjoy a full day of live horse racing. Then watch the Preakness Stakes on the jumbo screen in the infield. Gates open at 10. First live post time is 12:55. There's free family fun in the picnic grove, live entertainment, and so much more. The PTHA presents Preakness Stakes Day at Parks Racing. Visit letsgoracingparks.com.
Letsgoracingparks.com.
Street Road off I-95 and the PA Turnpike. Must be 21 to wager. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Join the fun with placing bets on your favorite sports. Bet at Parks Casino, South Philadelphia Racing Sportsbook, and Oaks Racing Sportsbook. All the best ways to bet. Spread, money line, totals, props, parlays, and teasers. Plus, use your mobile bet slip builder to see real-time sports odds from anywhere. Plan your bet in advance. Get in the action on basketball, hockey playoffs, baseball, plus golf and tennis majors, and much more. Bet with the best. Pennsylvania's number one casino, Parks Casino, and the South Philadelphia and Oaks Racing Sportsbooks.
Must be 21 gambler. Go 100 gambler.
Hey, Mark Farzetta here. It goes without saying that you want a greener, weed-free lawn that is also safer for your children and your pets. Well, for over 25 years, Natural Lawn of America has been known as the leader in organic-based lawn care. They use safer, organic-based lawn care products that reduce the amount of chemicals used on your lawn, and this makes Natural Lawn's approach safer and more effective compared to those traditional chemical services. It all starts with a greener, healthier lawn, but you also may be interested in all-natural flea and tick control. With Natural Lawn, you don't have to sacrifice beauty for safety. With local offices in PA and Jersey, Natural Lawn's safer lawn care programs are customized to your lawn and your family. And guess what? For Fanatic listeners only, Natural Lawn is extending their new customer offer. Schedule Natural Lawn's full-service program and take $100 off. That's right, take $100 off for Fanatic listeners, and you get Natural Lawn's full-service program. For a safer, greener lawn, call Natural Lawn today and tell them Mark Farzetta sent you. Call 855-LAWN-CARE. That's 855-LAWN-CARE. Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
If you own a pair of Skechers, this ad is not for you because you already know they're the most comfortable shoes on the planet. This ad is for those who have never tried Skechers, for the few who have never experienced the otherworldly comfort of Skechers air-cooled memory foam, ever floated across the ground on comfort pods, or experienced Skechers seamless knits. You're missing out. That's like never petting a puppy. So we've made this ad for you. Skechers. Live comfortably. Available at a Skechers store near you or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
At Merrick, we know dogs are in charge. So our dog foods start with deboned meat, poultry or fish, and Sorry.
Coming!
Here's your ducky. And because real whole foods are better for your dog, each Merrick recipe is packed with whole fruits and vegetables. Excuse me.
You want to go out right now? Okay.
Dogs are in charge. Serve them well. Merrick.
Available at Petco!
100 years of hard work can take you far. And no one knows that better than Goodyear.
In 1918, we started the Akron Wingfoots basketball team, laced up and took to the court. And we've been outperforming the rest ever since. Goodyear proudly celebrates our 100th anniversary in basketball and our relentless dedication to being unstoppable. Goodyear, more driven.
This is Andrew Salchunas for the Fanatics Weekend Action Report presented by Action Rental. For the first time in a long time, we do not get a chance to watch the Sixers play this weekend. For now, we turn our attention to the Phillies, who play at home this weekend against the Rockies. Saturday's game starts at 4:05, and then Sunday they play at 1 o'clock. If baseball isn't enough, the first place Union plays Saturday night when they take on the Seattle Sounders. This was your Weekend Action Report presented by Action Rental. Workers needing equipment? Stop waiting 2 to 3 days while your equipment is down. Take action. Call Action Rental today. Online at actionrental.com.
Hi, this is Armin from Armin Chevrolet and Armin Cadillac, proudly sponsoring PGA Championship coverage on 97.5 The Fanatic. Shop 24/7 at shoparmin.com. The Armin team, closer than you think.
Now back to the Fanatic Baseball Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, welcome back. Final segment of the Fanatic Baseball Show for tonight. Devon Givens comes your way at 7 o'clock. He'll be on from 7 to 10. Joe Torti, 9 to midnight. So Devon and Joe will have a crossover show for the 9 o'clock hour. Weather report for tonight's game. Well, bad news. Bad news if you're going down to the baseball game right now. The Phillies actually just put the tarp on the field of Citizens Bank Park. The original weather report that I was going to give you, the storms were supposed to start around 7:30, but it's already coming down. So the tarp is on the field. It's going to be 77 degrees at the start of the game, but of course the chance of thunderstorms. They're calling for heavy thunderstorms around 8 p.m. So if you're not leaving yet, hold off a little bit because the heavy thunderstorms are supposed to start around 8 o'clock. So I wonder if they do get the game started. I wonder if they postpone the game. I don't see how they could do that. I mean, they have a day game this weekend, 1 o'clock on Sunday, so maybe they do a day-night doubleheader. But the rain should settle down by 9 o'clock, so if they do start, it'll just be a late start. It'll be in the 70s, upper 60s, starting around 9 o'clock for the rest of the day game. But, of course, when the rain happens, it cools off a little bit. So make sure you bring something warm to wear. Line on the game tonight, Phillies are favorites, minus 118. Rockies are plus 108. It opened, however, though, as the Phillies minus 130, Rockies plus 120. So the money is starting to go a little bit toward the Rockies. And I think that's more so because of the matchup, right? Cole Irvin, left-hander, facing a very good left-handed hitting team in the Colorado Rockies. And the Rockies have been playing pretty well as of late. And the Phillies just dropped 3 of 4. And this is sort of the middle of a very, not the middle, the beginning stages of a very difficult stretch. As I mentioned to you guys, you know, you got 3 games right now against the Rockies, and then you have to travel on the road where they have some tough matchups, 4 against the Chicago Cubs, 3 against the Brewers in Milwaukee, 3 at home against the Cardinals, 3 at the Dodgers in LA, and then 3 at the Padres in San Diego. So this is sort of the very beginning stages of a tough stretch. So maybe the Phillies' minds just aren't right now. And they got a young pitcher going up against a pretty good left-handed hitting lineup with veteran hitters. But that's the line on the game. If I were to put money down, I might go Colorado. Just saying, for financial reasons, I might go for the Colorado Rockies tonight, and you get decent money off of it because they are the dogs tonight. I'm going to give you my X factor, and it'll be kind of surprising. I'm going to give you Bryce Harper. I get it. I'm worried about him not being able to hit pitches 94 miles per hour or higher, as Jason Stark told me earlier this week. Jason Stark was on this past Monday, and as of this past Monday, Bryce Harper was hitting pitches 94 miles per hour or faster under 200. So he was hitting around 175, which that's not good. That is not a good number, and you're facing John Gray, who is sitting around the mid-90s. And he's going to sit around the mid-90s throughout the entire game. But I looked at Bryce Harper's career against John Gray. He is 3 for 10, so he's hitting 300. He has a double. I'm actually expecting a long ball tonight. If they play and if the storm doesn't bring a ton of wind, I'm expecting a Bryce Harper long ball today. He's got 2 straight games with a hit, and I know it's just 1 hit in each game. But I'm feeling that Bryce Harper sort of turns it around. And I hope I'm right. So far, my X Factor predictions, they haven't gone well. I was wrong about JT Realmuto back on Monday. I was wrong about, or on Tuesday. I was wrong about Rhys Hoskins on Wednesday. But I was a lot of people struggled against the Brewers. So I'm hoping this is the turn for Bryce Harper. And I know you're hoping as well. I know you're all hoping. I know it's right now kind of hard to talk Phillies because the guy that you coveted so much during the offseason, the guy that we waited over 100 days to sign, the guy that got paid $330 million, the guy that gave us a distraction at points during the Sixers season as there's that lull when we were getting ready for the playoffs. You know, we had the spring training games, and you saw the ratings were skyrocketed for spring training games for the Phillies, so we were all excited. Then he hit the home run in spring training, and then he came out with this really good start for the Phillies this year, and then he's sort of fallen off. Right, in his first game of the year, he didn't have a hit, but then he had a hit in game two. He had two hits in game three. He had three hits in game four, two hits in game five. So in his first five games, doing quick math, he had eight hits. He had eight hits in the first five games of the year, and in the last five games, he only has two. So he's going through a very, very difficult stretch right now. I know it's disappointing, but he's going to turn it around because we've seen him go through this before. Now, for the pitching staff, do they turn it around? I don't think so. And as we talked about with Corey Seidman earlier in the hour, he sort of hinted at maybe a comeback of Nick Pivetta. They're going to give the guys in the rotation right now a couple more starts because you can't just pull Jared Eichhoff because he had one bad start against the Brewers. You can't just pull Nick Pivetta because he had one bad start against the Brewers, especially because Pivetta's been probably your best pitcher so far. You're not going to take Jake Arrieta out. You can't. With the money that you're paying him, with the veteran leadership, whether you like it or not, when he speaks out, you have him on the rotation. So basically the odd men out would be Jared Eichhoff and Cole Irvin, but you're not going to take Eichhoff out after one bad start. And Cole Irvin had one good start. Let's see what he does tonight. And again, I'm not really looking forward to tonight's start. I'm kind of worried against this Rockies offense, against this Rockies team. I know they're below 500, but man, I'm telling you, look out for this Rockies offense. All right, that's going to do it for the Fanatic Baseball Show. I love this show. It's going to be probably the quickest hour for a lot of people, especially if you're sitting in traffic on your way home or if you're getting to the ball game. We'll be on every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday during the baseball season. The next time I'll be on here on the Fanatic will be Sunday morning from 8 to noon. Of course, we'll talk Phillies, but I'm going to get into the Sixers and Eagles, you name it. So we'll get into a lot of stuff Sunday morning when I'm on next. For now, it's going to be Devon Givens. He'll take you till 10 o'clock. As I mentioned, Joe Torty will then be in from 9 to 12, so they will have a crossover hour. Hopefully the Phillies get back on their winning track today. Again, the Braves are just a game and a half back. They host the Brewers for three games, so maybe the Brewers sweep the Philly or the Braves, or maybe they take two of three from the Braves, and maybe the Phillies win the series against the Rockies so that before they go on the road, they have another four-game lead. And don't forget the Mets, they're just three and a half back in the National League East, and the Nationals were eight back before the Phillies started their series against the Brewers. They're now just six games back. They're starting to win a couple of ball games, and I'm still worried about that Nationals team. And the Marlins 13 back, I'm not worried about them at all. They should not be in Major League Baseball. The number to climb in for Devon, 610-632-0975. I'm sure he'll get into Sixers talk today. Brian McLaughlin, great job producing the show today. Thank you so much. Everybody, this was the Fanatic Baseball Show right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
This is the Fanatic Baseball Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.